Blog Talk Radio.
Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. That was Barbara Mason, and I Need Love. Hope everybody's having a beautiful evening. I hope everybody had a beautiful and blessed Thanksgiving, and I definitely did, even though it was spent by myself, but that was a good thing because I still had food, and, you know, there were some people who didn't have food or no place to eat, you know, things of that nature. So my heart goes out for those who didn't have not only a nice Thanksgiving, but a life of living on the streets, that's terrible. You know, every day I'm grateful and thankful for the things that I do have because I know that there's someone who's worse off than myself. So we all need to be blessed and grateful and thankful when it comes to having the necessary things that we need in life when some people don't, you know. So, and Christmas is right down the street, around the corner or whatever, but I'll probably be spending that by myself as well. But, you know, it's all good. When I wake up, any day that I wake up is a blessed day for me. So with that being said, I'm going to bring on my guest co-host, Miss Kane. Are you there, darling?
Yeah, ma'am.
How you doing, girlfriend?
I'm good. How are you? How are you?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Girl, I'm doing fantastic, you know, because like I had just mentioned, some people, and I, you know, was on the internet looking over, you know, a few things on World Star Hip Hop and, you know, different sites like that. Yeah, girl, it was a video on there that, girl, it just made me, I was almost in tears. Just the Malaysian lady, is beating her 8-month-old baby. And there's a little girl, another little girl in the room, maybe about 6 or 7 years old. You really can't see her, but you can know that she's there. And then the person who's filming it, I mean, she was just beating this baby, and the baby was just crying. You know what? People like that, she's a good reason for women to be sterilized, you know. And it makes me so mad, and it makes me sad that these children are so defenseless. What can an 8-month-old baby do to make you that angry? It was just like she just had this demonic look on her face, hitting them with a big pillow. Then she was pinching them. I mean, I think it was a little girl. She was pinching her, slapping her, kicking her. You know, and Lord have mercy, it's a good thing I'm on this side of the world, because if I had been anywhere near her, I'm not a violent person, but trust and believe, I would have went off on her.
Well, no, that's right.
You know, because it's just so wrong and terrible. And I saw another video that you had sent me to, the one where the lady was, she had 3 televisions, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Woo, what was that all about? But she was trying to hold her own, but, you know, I don't know. People just go so crazy over that Black Friday stuff, and I don't get involved in that neither, because I remember one time, this was years and years ago, I had went to, they was having a sale. I forgot what store it was. I think the store is out of business. And it was this, it was a pillow or something. Girl, I went, I picked that pillow up, and this older white lady had picked it up, and she snatched it out of my hand. Honey, I counted to 10, because she would have been dead up in there if I was the person I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Then she looked at me and rolled her eyes and said, I had it first. Ooh, Lord have mercy, please. Thank you for changing me. But, you know, I just don't like to be involved in situations like that when people just, all the animalistic things come out of them, when they, you know, go for things like that, and people lining up, camping out all night for stuff like that. That is just, it's crazy to me.
Yeah,
it is really crazy. So I see my other 2 co-hosts on the line. I'm going to bring them in. Danny and Rhea, are you there?
Hi.
Hi,
hello.
How are you? Danny?
Hey, lady.
Yes,
I'm good.
Hello. Oh, hey, how you doing? Yeah, so girls ready for tonight's topic?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody don't sound too sure. Somebody
I know that's right, honey. Y'all better come a little bit better than that.
Tonight's topic is, drum roll, what's a man to do when a woman withholds sex? You know, I think first we need to find out the reasons why a woman withholds sex. And I'm going to let you guys know a few of the reasons. We're going to dissect them, and then we'll talk about if we ever withheld sex and why. Okay, she may withhold sex because she's pissed, and that's generally what women do when they get mad at their old man. And that's the most common reason that women withhold sex. If you've done something that made her furious, she may not be above punishing you by keeping the one thing the men really, really want out of your reach. The last thing a woman wants to do when she's feeling any kind of negative emotion, whether it's mad, sad, frustrated, annoyed, stressed, or worn out, just get busy between the sheets. While many guys can turn off the unpleasant feelings and get down to business, that's how men are. A woman finds it more difficult to push those emotions aside and get aroused. You might be satisfied with anger, violent sex, but she wants to work out her anguish before she jumps into bed. So I know that is one of the reasons women, you know, say, like, if she's mad at her old man, he may have came home a minute late. So she say, oh, he ain't getting none when he get up in here. You know, so he coming in thinking he got it all on his mind. Yeah, I'm going to tear that thing up when I get up in here tonight. And she got her lips down to the floor. Where you been? baby, I missed the bus. Oh, well, sleep on the couch. You know, so that's a reason, one of the main reasons they stipulate that women withhold sex. Another reason she may be asserting herself, if she's keeping the lover from you, may be an attempt to assert her powers over you and the relationship. If there's one area of a relationship women think they have control over, it's sex, and they do. Do you guys agree?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Mm-hmm. She may just be doing it to show you who's boss in bed, or she may be compensating for feelings powerless in some other aspects of her life. Yeah, so she may be powerless as far as, like, anything else she does, but she knows she got that sex thing, so she uses that. That's asserting herself. And she's manipulating you. Another reason withhold sex is to get something out of you. Okay, you give me those apple bottom shoes, or you get me that Gucci bag, and I'm going to give you all the sex you want.
That's me.
You know that happens. That definitely happens. And men do that. They do that because they're not even thinking about, you know, what she's asking for is what they want. They want to get that sex, so they're going to get you that Gucci bag or that watch or whatever it is and get that sex, and that's it. Then she's bored. She could be avoiding sex with you because she's not enjoying it. Some women are embarrassed by the idea of talking about sex with their partners, especially if there's a problem. So instead of telling you what's wrong, she might just close up shop. And that's something that really needs to be addressed, because if you're with somebody and sex is boring, both of you need to talk and discuss it, you know, because that could be changed up. I asked a gentleman one time, because, you know, how sometimes people say, well, her sex wasn't about nothing, she ain't got no good sex and all this stuff. I said, what is good sex and what is bad sex? You know, if sex is bad, I'm quite sure you can turn it good, you know, opposed to good sex going bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you're bored with your sex partner, you need to dress it up or do mm-hmm. something, because, you know, I couldn't be with anybody that the sex was boring neither. I'm going to tell the guys that it's true, because if somebody wasn't satisfying me, maybe I may give them a couple of chances. But that third time, oh, no, bro, man, you got to learn something, or you got to do something different here. So that would be a reason that, you know, I would consider women who withhold sex for as well being one of the main reasons, opposed to asking for something out of it. Or you may be tired. Nobody mm-hmm. wants to have sex when you're tired, because you're not going to be in it. You know, you're just going to be laying there so tired, you don't want to move, and he wants you to move, and you don't want to move, and you just going to say, well, I don't want to do it. Why? Because I'm tired. Well, come on, baby, you know, I'll straighten you on up. No, leave me alone. And here's another one. She's cheating. Yeah, because sometimes when a woman cheats, she's more interested in having sex with some other guy. And then in this case, there's bigger problems than lack of sex in the relationship. And if you suspect that she is cheating on you, you should have more reasons than just a decline in your sex routine. Confront her with your suspicions calmly and listen to her explanation. If you find out she is cheating, you'll have to decide if you want to work it out or move on. And that can be a low blow, though. Because if you're cheating on him, and it must be... The only thing I could think of, well, you know, sometimes a woman will have sex with her other partner, opposed to her cheating, but it's not going to be satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're out there cheating because the sex wasn't satisfying in the beginning, what you need to do is either get rid of the person that wasn't satisfying you, opposed to just cheating. Just be with the person that satisfies you. Oh, or she could be playing games.
as possible.
She'd be playing games. And women withhold sex because men let them get away with it. It's pretty clear. It's the one thing most guys can't live without, that they'll do pretty much anything to keep it coming on a regular basis. If you and your partner can openly communicate, you should be able to talk through these issues as they come up instead of getting to the point where she's closing her legs while you're begging for it. And some men will beg for it. Yes, they do. And see, just like men are so different when in their emotions. A man, he could come home from work, be dirty, tired, worn out, but you get in that bed, he's going to jump right in there with you. That's how men are. Have any of you ever experienced withholding sex from a man, and what reason did you do it?
That would be me.
Well, what was your reason, darling? And how did that work out?
Well, let's see here. I held out for 3 days. I know.
Yeah, 3 days. I'm gonna fight you. 3 days though.
3 days.
3 days. Like 1, 2, 3. Like the
one,
number
two,
after two.
One, mm-hmm. 2, 3. Boom. Choice.
And what
I
was
mean,
the reason?
I tried. It wasn't him. It was me. I called myself, you know, yeah, you ain't do what I want you to do. So, yeah, I'm going to hold back this coochie. Yep. I tried. It didn't work. I mean,
oh, so
maybe because of the physical attraction between us or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've done that in the past with my daughter's father. I could hold out with him for a while. You know, mm-hmm. till I feel like I'd have made him suffer enough. And it wasn't, you know, most of the time it wasn't about, oh, you got to buy me this or you got to buy me that. It was just because you might have said something that I didn't like.
So you was pissed. It was one of you was pissed.
Yeah, some of the time I say that's probably what it was. But I would just hold out because I the shit. Sometimes I just felt like that's what I wanted to do because, see, men... Oh, God. You know, I enjoy really being single sometimes, even though I do got a couple little booze or whatever. It's nothing like not having to, you know, get a person that sex when they want it. Like, every night type shit when you live
right.
with somebody. You got to roll over. Come on, baby, let's go to bed. I'm not ready to go to bed. Men, they be excited. When you're in relationships with them, I think they pride themselves on going to work, coming home, getting some ass.
Well, they do.
Not all men, but you know what I'm saying.
But men in relationships, okay, say like when you first get into a relationship, you first get in a relationship, you are off to the races. Both you and that man, y'all are doing it 24/7. I'm exaggerating, but, you know, you're doing it constantly, and it's good, this and that. So that's what he expects. He's going to expect that, but it's going to be nice when he come home. You're going to be tired. You're going to have to deal with the kids. You're going to have to do this and that. And then he's going to be saying, well, you know, what happened to when we used to do it? Every day, 2 and 3 times a day, you know, so I don't know. You might have to do something, communicate with them, keep things going because, you know, sometimes that can cause a man to go a little wayward.
Well, I personally don't care, but because I know.
Love your attitude.
And I did one of Keisha Cole's little bit. Oh, if you watch the show, you know how she be looking all crazy and shit. But, yeah, I really don't care. Because, I feel like, and I know I say this a lot, and I'm probably going to get some disagreements with me, but, hey, it's cool. I like to see men suffer to a certain degree. Because I feel like we as women give them too much of the upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just told by one of my older friends, I think she's about 46. She mm-hmm. told me, I told her that by her going back to her ex-husband, that I really didn't say her, but I just said women who do stuff like that, they are weak. And I can understand why she probably did it is because she wanted the compassion. But that right there alone, and not jumping off topic, it just says something to me with women. We be too weak, and we give men the upper hand. So any time that Cain can make a man suffer, I do. I called Mom Deuce the other day after my show, and my friend was on three-way with us. I told him, shut the fuck up. I did while we were talking, and he was quiet. And
yes,
he started back talking again after I got through, and that's how I like it.
So you want that control. That's that control that you want.
Well, not really. I mean, if you let me run over you, then I'm probably going to do it.
All right.
I didn't consider myself withholding it. I just felt like I didn't want to do it, so I didn't do it.
Well, that's withholding it,
darling. I'm looking at it another way.
Oh, okay.
if I didn't feel like it, if I didn't feel good, or if I was pissed off. I mean, it's like that. I don't think, and I know some claim they can, I don't think we can cut our emotions on and off as readily as men can.
That's true.
One of the reasons that I finally walked away from my dead-ass marriage was because there was nothing left. And I realized it was dead. And the last thing, primary thing, and damn the only thing that was good in the marriage was the sex.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was gone. That it was done. Now, having said what I just said,
mm-hmm.
I'll tackle tonight's subject. I don't feel as though women have a right to withhold sex.
Okay, explain why.
Because sex is a part of that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't, to me, and it's going to, and I know I'm going to get it for this, but this is just the way that when I'm being honest and totally upfront, this is the way I feel.
Right.
When it comes to that, okay, first of all, I feel as though a relationship is a thriving entity of its own,
mm-hmm.
just like a marriage, you know, whatever that relationship is. And sex belongs to that relationship,
right.
Not the two parties in it. So you don't get to manipulate, and you just, it's wrong. Now, I'm not saying I have never done it, because yes,
right.
I just told you I did.
Right.
But when you're being honest about it, it's wrong, period. And there's really no justification in it. Now, if you're sick or don't feel well or things such as that, that's totally different.
Right.
However, it's like it belongs to that relationship. And if you're in that relationship, you have an obligation to honor that relationship. And in doing so, when you withhold it, you are dishonoring it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that way. On the surface.
Well, I agree, because number one, you're in a relationship, and that's the glue to that relationship. And when you withhold it for the reasons that are not valid, say like if you're having your cycle, I can understand that, or if you're sick, but you know, because you want some apple bottoms, or you want this and you want that, and you're not going to give up sex. Then that's crazy, you know.
Yeah.
So there is a bonding there as far as when the sex does come into play. And if you want some apple bottoms, you know, you ask for them, but don't withhold sex, because now the man, he can get kind of raunchy too. Oh, you going to withhold it? Okay, no problem. I'll go see Miss Murray down the street.
Exactly.
You know? Or either, you know, he may withhold it from you when you want it. You see what I'm saying? Because that works two ways. Men withhold
sex. Oh, yeah, that was one of my
punishments. Well. Huh?
That was one of my punishments.
What, he withheld it from you?
Sure he did.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
Then I got to the point where, I don't need you. I don't want it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah.
That was my first bout of celibacy.
Danny, have you ever withheld sex?
Of course I have.
You know she have.
You know, and that'll be a crazy person. That's like asking Stevie Wonder, is he blind? You know he's blind.
And so what was your reasoning?
My reasons, and I could care less how anybody feel because I just don't care, but I think every time I held it, it was reasons. It was great reasons to do it. And I never held sex because I wanted something, not especially nothing material, Apple bottoms, a purse. That is, now, I've never held sex because of that. I did for reasons, and I think all my reasons were good. And especially, like, the one that I have a problem with, and I, to this day, it still makes me clench because every time I see him, I still want to put him in jail. But anyway, just because we don't promote violence on the show, and we really don't, but I am violent in my own little way. But I felt like I gave sex to my ex anytime he wanted it. Like, anytime he wanted it, even when my period, he ran red lights. I didn't care to do it, but I did because that was my dude. And, you know, we always heard the saying, what you don't do, somebody else will. So I just felt like, okay, well, see, that's my dude. I'm going to do anything I can. Well, it was a certain type of days where I just didn't because I worked double shifts. And working 16-hour shifts in a nursing home, being a CNA, lifting up people from morning to night, that's kind of difficult. That's tiresome on your body. And plus, when you get home, you be tired. Now, any other time, I give him anytime he wants to. I give him, look, we done did sex and dinners and dressing rooms. I mean, anything he wanted, I did. I was spontaneous. I'm open. I tried it. And listen, I just felt like this wasn't a moment. Well, I guess, as Rhea said, you know, it backfired one time. Backfired. And I promise you, he's never out. I believe he probably never cheated again after this. But it backfired because I think I had did a double 3 days in a row and I was tired. And I came the one day I was at work and they had staffed us too much, and they was asking people to go home. Of course, my black ass wanted to go home because I'm tired. So I said, okay, I'm going to go home, and, you know, maybe I'll take me a hot bath. And this time, you know, in my head, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to give him some sex. I'm going to just give it to him because, you know, I got some time. Maybe I'll sleep it off. Got to my house, and I had the time. I had my godsister living with me, and I caught them, too. And I guess he said I wasn't going to get him. No, he was going to get some from whoever he can get it from. And I guess the closest thing to him was my godsister. So, it backfired, but I still think that my reasons for doing it was still legit. I mean, I was tired. I think I had every right to do that. I was tired.
Well, that is a legit reason.
But
you know, but men don't
that,
see it like
but,
that.
But, you know, I think that especially when you're dealing with me, I'm going to give you what you want. That's just me. I'm going to give you because in the back of my mind, I'm always feel as though one thing I was always heard and I always taught, you'll never let your man go out the house hungry. And warning, okay, well, I don't have a problem. I'm going to feed you, and I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to feed you, and I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to do anything I can to keep you happy, because if you leave and you still do something selfish as that, then if you still cheat, you still do selfish. I just think that's selfish, and you just do it because you're selfish, and you just want to get your dick wet with somebody else. And all good, whatever, but you're, there's not going to be a reason why, because, oh, you know, Danny didn't give me no dick. You know why? But those 3 days that I didn't give it to him, because I was literally tired. And, I mean, there's other reasons that I be tired. Shit, you know, I'm tired. And it's okay to be tired. I'm period on, I'm sick, I don't feel good, I'm tired. But some men, I don't think they get it. I don't think they understand it. And I think it's to a point for me, anyway, I look at it like I spoil them because I give you anything you want anywhere, anytime, and I'm always open with you, and I will never really tell you no. So when I tell you no, it's always either I'm doing something, gotta be a reason, or you masturbating too much, or you playing with your toy, or that toy over there. Don't worry, what are you talking about? I'm tired. Like, shit, I just did, like, 6 hours. I'm tired. So I think this is why I did it, was because, but I know one time it did, and that was the only time that it backfired, when I caught him sleeping with my sister. Yeah, that wasn't a great day.
Wow. Well, you know, being tired, that is a legit reason. You know, this guy, he was just bugging me and bugging me and bugging me, and I'm telling him, I'm tired. Well, why don't you let me rub your back? No, because I know what that's going to lead to. Men will do and say anything, thinking that they can manipulate their way into having sex with you, whether you're tired, sick, dead, or whatever. If they want it, they want it. And sometimes men will be considerate, But then there are men who are not considerate. They'll get so angry and so frustrated and so fed up with you till they'll go, like I said, down the street and screw Mary. You know.
And you know what? His ass need to go on in because you know, it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate part of it, which makes some women feel justified in doing some of the things they do, is because it's almost always slanted toward the men. I'm going to bring up a somewhat tender subject.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not tender, but touchy subject. The last time we were on, the supposedly expert made a statement that when he said it, I laughed.
Uh-huh.
That was the only time I talked over him, and then I shut up.
Mm-hmm.
He said women are narcissistic. There is
what?
Not a
narcissistic?
Man,
oh, okay.
There's not a man that exists in most of our lives that is not narcissistic at one point in his life. Now, many of them grew out of it, but the average man is narcissistic as they come. And you know where a lot of that comes from? A lot of it comes from their upbringing, because we women tend to cater to them, and they tend to expect women to cater to them.
Mm-hmm.
They believe they fall into that whole little cycle of, well, there's so many of you all, there's so few of us, so we can demand that you treat us a certain way because we can go down here to Sue, to Mary, to this. And because of that whole little cycle of mentality, men are a lot more narcissistic than women are. And if one is true to himself, he will be able to admit it. But I think because relationships in general tend to slant towards the male, and I'm not saying all, because we all know there's a flip side to everything. There's the other side, just like women are abused, some men are abused, and the whole gamut. But in general, women tend to take the brunt of the concession
mm-hmm.
in relationships. And that adds to some of us feeling justified to, I don't feel like it. I don't want it, you know. And there's a lot of things that, a lot of reasoning in our minds that can make us feel that way, and they are legitimate in some cases. Because that materialistic stuff, to me, that's not legitimate. But I work a job like he does, but my job don't end when I come home if we have children, because 9 times out of 10, that's the women that tend to those children.
Right.
And then you still want me to be looking all dialed up when it's time to go to bed. You know, they complain about you putting a rag on your head and all this and the other. You got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and that hair got to be in place for you to go to work. If you don't put that rag on their head, you're going to work up with a bird's nest. You know? I'm like, come on now. So.
Yeah, it's a touchy thing, and you know, like men want it more than women, I think, because women can hold off longer than men. You know, a man, he might say, he might come home, he'd be angry or whatever, but trust and believe, before the night is over, he's going to be trying to jump up and down in you. But we women, our emotions are so different. You know, we're angry about something, and if he come in there talking something stupid, that's just going to make us that much more angry, you know, and that much more not wanting him to touch us, you know. So it's and it is a two-way street, because men withhold for stupid reasons or whatever. Well, I see how you looking at him. You ain't getting no more of this dick. Hello? who is that nigga you was talking to?
Jesus.
You know, I mean, they are, because
so true.
You know, I was with a guy I was in a relationship years ago. We riding down the street, right, and he breaks his neck to turn around and look at women and all this old kind of stuff. So these guys had pulled up right next to me on the passenger side, and I just glanced over, you know, not trying to look down. I just glanced over. She's like, oh, you want to be with them? I said, what are you talking about? He'll be down his throat. I said, oh, please. So he had an attitude, but trust and believe, that night that he didn't give me none, I didn't want none. So, you know, it's that's how it is. Someone in Chapman said it's been 17 months. Don't let me have fun, but I'll claim him. He gives the best kisses, cuddles, plays with my hair, don't argue. Well, sometimes I get a woof. But he is loyal, but jealous. That's somebody besides one of the homos. I don't understand that. Call in Lisa so we can understand what this means, darling. But anyway, getting back to the withholding. And, you know, women use that as a bargaining chip, a bargaining tool, you know, as far as, like, trying to get what they want. But that's not good to do that, you know, withhold it because it's something you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good, you know. But women do it, and if they can do it and get away with it, then so be it. But, you know, to tell your man, if you don't give me this or you don't do that, I'm not going to give you no stuff. So basically what you're doing, excuse me, is basically what a prostitute would do. I'm not calling nobody no prostitute, so don't be saying that. But I'm just saying a prostitute gets paid for her services. And then you know what somebody said? And y'all listen to this and listen carefully. This guy told me, he said, well, housewives are basically prostitutes. And I said, oh, really? Why is that? He said, because look at it like this. And I'm listening to him. He said, if she don't work, husband come home, give her money for the bills, give her money for this, give her money for that, and they having sex. she's giving up sex. Doesn't that sound like a prostitute? I said, well, not to me, not really, because those are the things that a man is supposed to do in a relationship, in a marriage anyway. You know, I can understand if it was some woman he met on the street and was giving her money for this and money for that. That's a different scenario as far as I'm concerned, but I don't really consider housewives being prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can understand how one would look at it that way. Then logic kicks in. The operative word is, you said she don't work. Yes, she does. She's the accountant. She's the chauffeur. She's the cook. She's the maid. She's the laundress. So how the hell she's not working?
Mm-hmm. Well,
let her
that's
stop
what
doing the duties that she do while she's at home being that housewife, and let's see what happens. She can stop for one day. And that man will go through the ceiling 9 times out of 10 because every damn thing in that house will fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So don't sit and say she's not working. She is working. She's just working in the home. Now, before I looked at it, the working in the home part, okay. But no, sweetie. She's doing more jobs than you're doing 9 times out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. But that's, you know, because I have conversations with guys about different things just to get their opinions on it. And, you know, some of them really have some stupid ideas and some stupid things they say. But, you know, I guess it depends on how they, what they think of their woman or their relationship. You know, and some of them value it and some of them don't. You know. But I have refused to have sex with my partner. And this was because, and I don't know if you girls are going to feel this was legit or not. I was suspecting that he was cheating. And he gave me all the ammunition, everything to feel that way. And I really didn't want to have sex with him because of that. And in the long run, I found out that he was cheating. But I had started back up having sex with him. But, you know, eventually I caught him. So, you know, my suspicions was right all along. But, you know, he talked me back into, no, baby, you know, I love you and this and that, and I wouldn't do that to you. And you know how we are. We just like putty in their hands when we hear those words, I love you. But, yeah, I've withheld it, and I've withheld it when I was having my cycle, and of course I did, and he tried to talk me into it. Well, put a towel down. No, no, no. You're just going to have to wait these 5 days, 5 or 7 days or whatever. And I withheld it when I was sick. You know, he rubbed my stomach, rubbed my head. You feel better? You feel better? Nope. I'm not going to do it because I'm sick, you know. And when you're sick, when you're tired, when you have your cycle, you know, and not feeling well, you just need to, you know, you just need to rest, get yourself together. And when you come back, you'll come back better and stronger. You know, let us rest. You know, if we're tired, you can rub our backs, run our bath water, you know, lay next to us, just cuddle, just hold us, you know. You don't necessarily have to be jumping up and down in us when we're tired or when we're sick, you know.
And usually people have, I want to say the word habit, but that's not the word that I'm looking for. Like there are certain characteristics or what attributes, whatever you want to call it, and I can't think of the correct word there neither, that when you're tired, you do certain things or you act certain ways, just like when you're really thinking or when you're mad about something or when you're nervous about something. If you're paying attention to your mate, you pick up on those different, I'm going to call it habits are there. And you can tell, and damn it, if she's tired, she's tired. If anything, you offer to wash her back in the bathe and put her in bed and leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, but, you know, the biggest conversation I've had, and I had to sit there and I'm looking at the computer and I'm like, wow, and I was really, really shocked, was the period thing, you know, when you're on your cycle. And
right.
It's you got other holes. Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
No. That's nature's time. And nature won't
yes,
get their time. Because there's other things that go along. It ain't the fact that you just, you know, you're bloated. You're sore. You're tender. You're tension. I mean, come on now. It's like, oh, wow. And to sit back and listen, not listen, read some of the comments and some of the things that they said, and the women were worse than the damn men. And I'm like, really?
Mm. Wow.
Wow. I was shocked.
Mm.
You know, you get your head bit off, and then you want to know why. Well, okay.
Wow.
So,
that is something. That is really something.
But that's that considered. When people ask me about the attributes that I would look for in a mate, one of the attributes will always be understanding or considerate. And they want me to further explain that. I think that's self-explanatory. And if I got to further explain it, then that means you don't meet the qualifications and you might as well move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a two-way street. Now, do I mind being, you know, making concessions, this, that, and the other? In relationships, everybody's going to make concessions, or they should, okay? Because that's part of melding those two personalities into that one that make up that relationship. But that one-sidedness, oh, no, I have a big issue with that. And I don't like to do that tit-for-tat stuff, but it makes that tit-for-tat stuff come up to the surface really quick.
Yes. Yes, it does. Because if you can't communicate and get things settled, you know, and to an agreement or whatever's going to happen, then something, you know, something needs to be done. And I'm not going to, just because he didn't give me none, you know, I'm not going to withhold it from him. It's going to be a reason why I'm withholding it from him. you know. And I think men, I don't think men withhold it tit for tat. I think they withhold it because of their egos, you know, because if, like if okay, say like if me and my partner didn't do anything last night because I was tired. I didn't. Well, maybe if we got into an argument last night, and I told him, and I just went to sleep. Well, come on, baby. No, I gotta think about this. Don't touch me. Okay. The next day, he gonna be really good to go because he was waiting for it all night, and so that next night he gonna be good to go. He's not gonna do tit for tat. Now, not to say that some men don't. But I don't really think men do tit for tat when it comes to that. I really don't. And I wish that a man would call in so we could ask him these questions.
I think they do, though. I don't know. I think some guys are nasty like that. I think they do. Like, I think they withhold for other reasons than what we will hold for, because of course, you know, it's obvious, you know, our period, we're sick, whatever, so, you know, so much is going on around us, and we handle so much as females anyway, so it could be like 1,001 excuses for us, and it actually could work, and some of it is true. You know, some people are just, you know, some women are just being nasty and just, you know, feel as though their pussy is the power and they want to try it just to see if it was going to work, whatever the case may be. But I think some guys do the same exact thing. Like, I really do believe that some guys play that role for whatever reasons. I mean, I think it's personal reasons, but I think some do it just to be selfish, just to tick for tag, like, she held it back, da-da-da-da, just to see, or just to, you know, see how I feel about it. Like, you know, I'm going to show you how that feel when you do it to me. Like, what are you talking? Nigga, if you don't go take a nap, go drink some Red Bull.
Right. Right, there are some men who do the tit for tat, but, you know, I truly believe that some men don't, and then you have the men that do. We have a call. I think this is Black Man. Let me bring him in. Hello, 42.
Hello.
Hi, Black Man. Hello, how you doing? Okay.
I'm doing all right. What's going on?
Nothing much. What do you have to add to this conversation?
I missed the question. What was the question
that
you wanted to ask
again? The question is, when a woman withholds sex from you, what do men do? What does a man do?
Jack off, mostly.
Huh?
Masturbate, mostly.
Okay, now what about a man who doesn't want to masturbate?
What do you do
when have your girlfriend ever withheld sex from you? Have you ever had that happen to you, first of all?
Please. I've had many do that. That's nothing. That's like a normal thing, I think.
And what do you do? Do you wait for them, or are you just going in?
I bust my own nut. I take care of myself.
Have mercy.
But if you know, if you're going to keep telling me no, there's no need for me to be with you at all. I'm going to find somebody else.
Well, I'm just saying, if you was in a relationship with your girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and she did that, what would you still would masturbate yourself?
Hell yeah! If I gotta bust a nut, I gotta bust it some way.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, this is gonna be a little graphic. Do you do it while she's in the bed, laying next to you, or you get up and go to the bathroom, or what?
No, I won't do it next door because, I mean, I would rather just try to go somewhere, find a flick, and just pop off in about a few minutes and clean up and take my ass to bed.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow.
That's how I do. Now, some other men, they just like, okay, well, hell, I call my side chick.
Wow.
You know, and they go take care of business.
Actually tell that woman that. Wow. Well, that's kind of crazy. You know, and that's why women, you know, like I had spoken before, women only need to withhold sex due to legit reasons. You know, that's being sick or tired or your cycle's on. You know, but just to hold it because you're pissed off. You can sort of like talk things over and get things back to where they are, because I was told you should never go to bed angry with your partner.
Women don't have sex on their period. Okay.
No, some women do.
I say some women do, but
I'm just saying those are legit reasons for holding back. You know, I've never had it while I was on my cycle, but some women do. You know,
Some do.
I got a whole.
Me too.
Shit, got
yeah,
my,
that's
I
what
got
I'm saying.
Shit. I'll make a hole for you. Shit, God damn it, if you wanted that damn bad.
Some women do that, but, you know, some women don't. But, you know, the women who do it, that's what they do, and the ones who don't, that's what they do. But, you know, I'm just stating legit reasons for withholding it, you know, when you're tired. Because if you're tired, you're not going to be concentrating, and you're just going to be laying there like a dead fish, you know, even though the man, he ain't going to care. But what he has to realize and what he has to accept is the fact you went to work, you worked 8 hours. You come home, you got to take care of the kids, you got to cook, you got to clean, you got to do this, that, blah, blah. And I'm not saying that this is going to be every night, but a night out of the week or a couple of nights out of the week, you're going to come home, you're going to be so tired. So all you want to do is go to bed. That's it and that's all. And your husband should be able to understand that, or your significant other, he should be able to understand that, you know. And if he wants to give you a back rub, that's good. But, you know, if you're too tired to have sex, you know, because it's energy. When you're having sex, you are working, okay?
That's right.
I don't know about everybody, but when I have sex, I work.
Oh, everybody should be working, because if anybody on this phone talking about something, they ain't working, and you're not having sex. I don't know what the hell you're
having. Right, that's what I'm talking about. So when you went to work and worked all day, especially if you're doing doubles, and you're going to come home and got to do this and got to do that, and you got to turn right back around and get up at 4 or 5 o'clock and go back and do the same thing.
No, bro.
You know, you got to let me slide tonight. And when I come home tomorrow, it'll
be
all good.
Okay, but I got a question. So I got a question for everybody, and a young man, black man. I got a question for everybody. What is it disrespectful? Because I've done this many a time. But is it disrespectful if he says no, and I turn on a porno and play with myself in front of him, or if he do it vice versa?
If you turn on a porno and do it in front of him, well, if
he tells
you
no,
and
I say okay.
Oh, well, if he told you no, and however, I mean, if that's cool with him and you're getting off on your own, then all I can say is go for it. You know, but if he doesn't, you know, if he doesn't appreciate that, then, you know, I wouldn't do it in front of him. But if it's
he better turn over, roll over, close his ear, put his hands underneath the pillow or something. Fuck that motherfucker. I'm going to be loud as hell. I'm going to be loud as the person on the porno.
You could have had that. We don't want to do it, because you can't really resist a woman who's really, you know, into her body. That's kind of hard for me to go, I might get hard and want to just, okay, you know what?
I
can knock this out for you.
I'm tired now.
Right, and see if he told her no, and then she puts the tape on, then all of a sudden he wants it, then I can understand her saying, well, no, because you didn't want it before, you know.
That's how men are wired. You know we're visual.
Right, but he should. Why would he turns her off? You know, but then again, maybe you should have put the tape in and then maybe let him get hard and then do something. But if you put the tape in and just do you, then it's his loss.
Yeah,
you know, but that can work two ways.
Huh? I said, yeah, it's definitely his loss, because I got my nuts.
I know that's right.
Black man, considerate, because when we were initially talking and you all asked the question, well, do you go somewhere off or do you just do it right there next to her? My first thought was, if she didn't have a legitimate reason, hell, I would do it right now.
You would do it right there next to him.
You know,
that's right.
And which is the opposite. You know, he said, no, I'll go off and find some place by myself and handle my business and then come back. Well, hell.
I think there's more of a thrill if you would do it next to him. You know, I could see that.
But even, I'm flipping the script.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying him doing it next to her.
Oh, okay.
If she didn't have a legitimate reason, if she didn't have a, I mean, if she just, I don't want to be bothered, whatever, and this, that, and the other, and didn't have a reason, then, hell, he has every right to just do it right there.
Yep, vice versa. She do, too.
Okay. And
I agree.
That's what I'm saying. That
I agree with you. Especially for a guy that works home all day. You had a day off. You've been home all day. You ain't this shit all day. We ain't got no motherfucking kids. We ain't even got no goddamn animals. And I went out with my girlfriend. You know I'm a bit drunk. You know my pussy gonna get wet. I told you on the phone. Why the whole time I was out? Oh, I can't wait to come home, jump on you. And I get there, and you sleep, and then you gonna act like I'm
oh, Lord.
You're crazy as hell.
You on time out. Go stand in the corner. That girl said we ain't got no goddamn animals. I know that's right.
You don't. And I hate
oh
that. Because I don't have no kids and I don't have
hey,
animals.
It doesn't matter if they have animals or not. Hell, the animals can watch for all we care. You know that.
Oh, no. I don't want animals watching me.
Ah, mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna be louder, just as loud as a dog. We're gonna be in competition.
Yeah,
like the animals,
say.
I mean, the animals are just gonna sit there and look, and after you, they're gonna be like, "Oh, what the hell? Okay, I'm out. I don't want to see that."
I can't. I don't want no animal watching me.
Animal. It's not a. It's an animal.
No, but speaking of that, since that was the question, I could see that. You know, because that would be more of a turn on for myself to do it right there.
Me?
Do what, Mom?
Hey.
To she said if your mate said no, and you put on a porno and you watched it and you got yourself off, is that disrespectful to him?
No, I had already answered that question. I thought she was talking about something else. Huh?
When did you answer it?
She just said that not too long ago.
Oh,
where in the heck was I at?
Honey, it's space.
Oh, whatever.
Do the comeback.
Nah, she's back there reminiscing. That's what she was doing. She was back there
reminiscing. It probably was. Probably had one of them orgasms that she be talking about. It just sold the fuck off.
Hey, y'all didn't leave Delicious alone. She's back there reminiscing.
Lord have mercy.
Y'all,
but you know that's a
she on there like, whoo, let me get back to the show, Jesus. Ooh, I done zoned off on these niggas.
Nah. That was a good question though. That was a good question because and you know that even happens if he don't say no. You know, because men love to see women, you know, pleasure themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say black man?
I think yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we know it. We know it because you know I know about you. What's that dude name? Booba told me all about you. Dollar know all about you.
you know, just withholding the coochie is not good. I gave out legit reasons, and everybody has their own reasonings, but, you know, the legit ones are when you're sick, tired, cycle on, and that, you know, you can do it when your cycle is on if that's what you do, but those are legit reasons. We have a call on the line. We're going to bring them in. 267-262, are you there? 267-262, are you there?
They sleep too. They ain't sleep. They done zone out the space too. They must have. I'm just playing.
Okay. Well, when you're ready, raise your hand again.
How about withholding sex from somebody when they don't have good sex or?
Oh, Lord. I think
yeah.
You answered that
you know
too
what?
Because
I'm going a firm believer. I'm a firm believer. We all have expectations and things such as that. And I'm a firm believer that if your partner is not meeting them, you all discuss it, you all talk about it, you all work on it, and if it's not working, damn it, end it and move on because it's not going to work for neither one of you all.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it's going to
potentially explode and turn ugly. Why hold on to it? If you're not happy and if it's not going to work or this move, they tell me you always talk about moving on. I believe in moving on.
I believe in moving on too. But you know, I know some people in some relationships that, oh, we married, we've been together for so long. Or what? That was one of the key components in my relationship as to why I ended my first long-term thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was partially because of the sex as well. I mean, I feel like we had ran our course with each other. I had started getting on some other stuff. And it's like this Negro was still stuck in transition. So, therefore, I'm going to let your ass stay stuck in transition. And I'm going on about the, I need somebody to come rock the damn boat. Because it's like he started doing it to the left or something. And it's like every time we do it, I felt like I was on a boat leaning to the left.
Oh, wow.
That is wild. That is a wild factor right there.
I'm telling you, I don't care. I come up with every damn excuse in the book. You want to do it? My head hurt tomorrow night. Oh, my ovaries.
About him is good. Like, how do you explain that? Now, I'm not here to discuss my own personal reasons behind this. I just want to hear y'all reasons behind it. But what if everything about him or her is good? Like, we say that sex, and it's so funny because people say sex is not a big part a relationship, but it does what it plays in this part when you have a partner that's not good, but everything else about him or her is great. They not slacking on any other thing but just the sex. What do you do then? You still say, well, you know, it's you leave? Do you still what would you say?
Right. Well, what I would do is
to hold y'all together.
If everything was good about this person, he kissed good, he conversated, he was good looking, this and that. Well, not good looking, but everything, like you said, was good about him except the sex. And I truly liked him. Then I'm going to get it to a point where that sex is going to change.
Mm.
It's going to change because I'm going to.
I'm a believer in that. I believe that. I believe that you can teach and aid and. Like some people even go as far as saying train your partner to please you. And I think everybody has the capacity to change the way that they're doing to meet that needs of that partner, whether it's to get better or this than the other, you all find a happy medium. And if there's no possible happy medium in the picture, then it's time to go.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because two things are for sure. If you're really into that person, all you got to do is say, well, baby, when we do it tonight, I want you to do it like this.
Exactly.
And I want you to do it like that. Then I want you to rock the boat, put it in the middle, this, that. That's how you got to do that. And so when he gets used to doing that, then you've actually turned that situation around. And then that's how it's going
to
be.
Old dogs in church, though.
Huh?
Sometimes you can't teach old dogs old dogs new tricks in some reasons. And I'm not just talking about he got to be an older man. I'm just saying,
there are some because
like,
you know why.
Calm down, chill out. This ass ain't going nowhere. Take your time. But he's still like, you know, got happy. Like how you if you don't calm your happy ass down, like chill.
There are guys who's been with different women, and all these women that he's been with. Knew that his sex was no good, but not
true.
One of them
true.
Told
true.
Him
true.
That.
True.
But when
I
he got to you,
a man.
Huh?
And I don't want to cut you off, but I got something to say for granted, forget, because you know I smoke. Listen, I believe in telling a man whether or not his sex is good.
Right.
Ain't no, let's wait till later. We go, like my little friend, I told him, I said, okay, look here, you don't have the biggest size dick, okay? This is what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to work this ass out like you got one. I talked about it so bad.
Wow.
And one night he put it's like he was trying to put his whole body up at me. I was laughing so hard.
And that's what your ass gets. This is exactly what your ass gets. Hurting that man like that.
So
you're not supposed to never tell a man.
Bang up, baby.
That's exactly what you get.
Yeah,
but now,
never tell a man
now the other side of that,
Plus, he had a heart attack.
That made him a better person because he was doing before he tried to put his whole body up in there, he probably don't forget that part because he saw your reaction, and you know what made him improve?
He was behind me. He wanted to walk away me from the front because I had to hold my stomach because it was just tickling me so bad.
Wow.
See, you got to make these niggas get on their game, baby. If you don't like what they doing, I told him, I said, look here, you done started to bore me because he got this thing about he don't want to eat no coochie if he ain't in no serious relationship or whatever. And see, that's one of my requirements is I like to, you got to lick it before you stick it. That's one of my requirements. But see, I had to make an exception with his ass because he's sexy as hell. So, I said, okay, well, don't ask me to suck no dick because if you ain't need no coochie, but see, he going to get there before he know it. He going to be ready because I turn him out like that. I had one told me one time it was against his religion. Coochie. I'd be damned if that nigga been begging me for the last 13 years. I ain't let him make nothing yet.
I'm done with you. Now you go sit your behind in the corner. You go sit your behind in the corner. You're done. You're on time.
But let me say this. You never tell a man that his penis is small. Not to his face anyway. Because let me say this. Men really pride themselves. I don't care if it's 2, 3, 4, 5 inches. They pride themselves because I'm going to tell you, the minute you say something about their penis, they are hurt to the bone.
Whatever.
And
okay,
I learned that.
Okay, girl. Okay,
I mean, but you can say it. I mean, I'm not telling you not to say it, but you really, you know, that hurts, you know, a guy.
Well,
okay.
Well,
if you want to hurt a guy, just talk about his penis. Well, you know, your dick
baby,
is too
please.
Small anyway.
We understand that, Mom Deuce, but let me just say this here. How many times do y'all hear me saying, I get tired of these little dick niggas trying to put on a magnum? You know, for men that sit up here and talk about they don't know whether or not they average or whatever, you a damn lie.
They know.
You're a lie.
Trust me,
you
they know.
You had to see some other nigga's dick when you was at the club, in a gym, in
somewhere.
The locker room.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
They
but
know.
I'm just saying, don't be trying to act like, because this is most average dick niggas. Girl, I got this big ass dick. Really? Send you pictures to your phone. Mom, dude, how many pictures have I sent to your email? Niggas get excited with me. They want to always prove something to Miss Kane.
Uh-huh.
Sending pictures and shit of they dicks to my phone, to my email. I send them right on to everybody else. Because, nigga, then stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Yep.
No
I mean, it was this guy I had met maybe about, I think it's been about 6 years ago. He was had nice body. Everything was perfect about him. Just like Danny said, a perfect, you know, this and that. When it came down, he wasn't even average. He was not even average. And I asked him, I said, you know, because we was just sitting around kicking the bobo. And I said, because I think it was something was on television that had struck me to ask him. I said, I think it was that thing that come on HBO, that sex thing. Sex something.
Yeah,
real sex.
Yeah, real sex. We was watching real sex. So then I said, how many inches you got? I don't know. I said, uh-oh, this one of them shorties because if you definitely know.
They'll be the bad
how many inches you got. But when I found out, I said, oh, my goodness, it wasn't even average.
I had
one average, you know, and that's kind of strange for me with, you know, not to say that black men don't have little penises, but, you know, it was just strange for me because I'm used to knowing a man is least average, and he was not even average, you know, and it was a shame. It was just a shame for his poor little teeny.
I bet you I got one
Wiener.
Who was worse than him, honey. His dick was the size of a doorknob. It scared me so bad. I thought that nigga was deformed. You know, like, you know how you go rock climbing and shit? I believe those rocks was bigger than this man's penis. Honey, I put my...
Oh!
Let me explain the story. This was way back, long time ago. I done let my homegirl hook me up with her boyfriend, homeboy, and he was fine, muscular and shit. That's probably why he ain't had no dick.
You know, when they
lift
weights, they say it takes it away.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so he wanted to try to, you know, he was coming, you know, by my crib and stuff, come pick me up, take me out, you know, spend money on me. We was not sexual. So one night he decides that he want to try to eat the coochie. So I was like, okay, I'm kind of feeling him. We kind of been seeing each other a little exclusive. I think I'm going to go on and sleep with him or whatever. Shit. Honey, that fool was dying of eating the juice box. So I took my right foot because I like to do little freaky stuff, and I tried to rub a foot across his leg. And something didn't feel right. I said, I took my foot and ran it back across the nigga's shit. I said, I brought him to the top. I said, come up a little bit. I want to kiss on your neck and shit. So my head down there, I got so scared. I said, I came up with a story. I said, I forgot I got to go with my aunt at 5 o'clock in the morning. She needs me to drive somewhere. I ain't never in my life. I wish I would have took a picture, but see, back then, there was no camera phones, because I'd have uploaded that shit to the internet, because I ain't never, you get that baby back his dick, boy. You too grown.
You too grown.
That's crazy.
You too grown. I know.
Now,
I
that would
be
a reason
26.
With whole sex.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, that now that is a reason, because sometimes, and then why do men lie about their dicks? Don't lie on your dick, because one thing, certain two things
well,
off the show, we're going to find out.
Wait
we're going to find out.
Black
man
was about to answer
that
question. I need to be
why,
in
honey?
Full attention. What you say, Black
because,
man?
Because, well, one of the reasons why is because we think that's going to get your attention real quick. Oh, yeah, I got this big thing, you know, and that. Because some of us think that that's going to hook you in. And then the other one is you got all this, sometimes women pressure you because they are so in their minds that it has to be this big, huge thing. And it's almost like, well, I better make sure I put it out there that she knows I got a big thing or else she ain't going to give me none.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why two of the reasons why men do it. I don't
now,
need
you
to
know
brag
what?
On my business. That's the thing about
well,
it. I found out you don't need to. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell
but
you
know
this.
What?
One guy had told me, he said, this before we had met on a chat line, this was years ago, so he would be talking, so he said, I got 9 inches. I said, oh, you too. Okay, so we got to talk. So he came over that night. When he pulled out that supposedly 9 inches, I got a stomach. I said, you know what? I said, you lied. He said, about what? I said, that's not 9 inches.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, when it get real, real, real hard it is. I said,
right.
No. I said, I got a stomach ache, you know, and I dismissed him because, number one, all he had to do was tell the truth. You know, I mean, if he had no intentions of meeting me, I could understand him lying about it. But he going to lie about it, then come and meet me, and then think something going to happen?
Yeah.
I dismissed him because he lied.
Right.
Well, you know what?
You know
that's
what,
the part that gets me about that part of lying. Why lie about something that is going to be proved in that much of time?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't, bottom line, you can't lie about that. You know
well, because, I mean, once I get, because the thought is, the thought is once I get to that point,
she going to give it up.
She's going to probably, yeah, she's still going to give it because she's still going to want.
You know what? And that's why so many men get
some women do.
Feelings hurt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They get their feelings hurt because she looking at him like, you need to leave.
Yeah.
And then he mad and he want to just that and the other. But you, I guess that always, that's interesting. I never would, that's something so easily proved. So it's like, you do better lying on what's not right there in front of me than you do on something that, as soon as you pull your pants down, it's like, boom, okay, there it is.
And that's another
you know
reason to withhold the sex when somebody lies to you about it.
Exactly.
That's
but
a
you
good
know
reason,
what?
Because
dudes
you lie about it, and, you know, you lost out. Tell the truth.
Dudes that have big dicks don't even brag about it.
They sure
and
do.
I know firsthand, because when I was with my ex, have mercy, Jesus, it got down. Have mercy. And I knew he felt rather large going on the inside. I said, damn. I barely could take that shit. I said, ooh. Until the next morning, I didn't get a look at it because it wasn't like we were doing no oral sex or none of that shit. Mm-hmm. So the next morning I rolled over, I seen the Magnum laying on my nightstand. So basically when I got a chance to see his shit, I liked the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I took all that shit. I must have drunk as hell. Boy, you was at the front of the line when God was giving out big dicks. Come on with it, Cletus.
You're going to give him the most countryside name that exists. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was at the front of the line.
Yeah, because, you know, that's another legit reason to withhold the sex. If a nigga call you, he lying. And don't lie on your dick. You know, because we're going to find out, especially if you have intentions.
That's the reason to get you to, you need to leave.
Yeah.
That might get you shot.
You need to leave.
Get you shot.
Get you shot.
Serious.
Bullet off in that thing. I'm going down.
Some people just don't have any... you getting undressed and all of a sudden she busts out laughing. And it's like, you standing there looking stupid. And it's like, but you just told this huge ass lie. Why?
Yep.
You know, I mean, wow.
Okay. Because yep, I'm telling you, when I saw the little guy's penis who wasn't even average, I was laughing. I was just so laughing on the inside. So he probably could feel me laughing. I said, oh, Lord, no wonder he didn't know what size it was because it was too small.
He ain't no worse than that one that I was with trying to keep blaming it on the rubbers, talking about this rubber just keep drying out. Nigga, you see that like you got a pussy. What the fuck wrong with you? No, it keeps slipping off your little shit. So we ain't finna do it no more. Goodbye.
Well, I had a girlfriend, her, the guy she had hooked up with, she said they had regular condoms, and she said the condom kept coming off. I said, a regular? How small was he? They need to make some little small...
Like lifestyle and Trojans, that's for the little dick niggas.
Are they
the
small?
Advertised dick.
I mean, they need to make some really small and then thin, too, for the thin penises, the ones that look like hot dogs.
Oh, my Lord. Them the worst ones.
Penis can be small, but if it got girth, that can work. You know, if it's average,
yeah,
it got girth.
Oh, yeah,
thick.
If it got girth, that can work, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Tell me
it's
something
thick.
New.
Thickness.
A thick.
Thickness.
Thick.
Oh. Man.
Yeah, thick. Yeah, because if it's thick, that can work.
So if it's thick and he ain't got that much link to it, it can work.
Yeah, because it be hitting all them walls, girl.
Hitting walls. That just gave me a flashback. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
I don't know, honey, because I don't know about
Well, see, they claim that the G-spot is only like, what, about 3.5 inches in anyway. So
no,
it's
about an
inch
and a half. It's not that far in.
Okay.
It's just below the hood of your
clitoris. Right.
Well,
if he can get it past there, then and he got some girth to him.
Yep,
he can play with those walls. He can turn you out.
Yep, and plus be rubbing on your clitoris too.
I can't stand it. I do not like for. I like to be. I guess the term would be deep throat that dick, so to speak. I don't like for a dude to try to pull it out and be right there on the, you in just a little bit, but you ain't in. I don't, ooh, that shit there.
You wanted to go right to the point, huh?
To the point. Get on up in this thing. Stop playing, nigga. I don't like all that on the tip stuff. My baby daddy used to do that. That shit used to burn me up. I said, go on and stick it in and stop playing. Yeah, hostile. Okay, I'm going back to my car.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, Jesus.
my goodness gracious.
I just like a man who know what he's doing and how to do it and why he's doing it. You know, don't get up in me and be, you know, half-stepping, because I will cut you off in the middle. In the middle, I will tell you to get off of me.
And I'm going to start doing the thumb through the check with these dicks before they come near me. I don't care how fine you is, I'm going to need to see your shit ASAP. Because my gay friends, they run across some of the biggest dicks in the world. I don't understand. Why?
They have
I
dick tar.
I don't have such luck.
They have dick tar.
Who?
You know, like radar, they have dick tar.
They do, honey, because my little gay friend, honey, every damn time I turn around, his punk ass. Girl, look at this big ass dick right here. Where you get, where that dick at? I don't want it, but I just want to look at it.
I know that's right.
Wait a minute. That you use my daughter's phrase. I don't want to do you. I just want to view you.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? I'm talking about gay people. They have all the fun. Every damn dick that nigga have in his phone is a nigga with a big dick. And every time I turn around, somebody come by, him, honey, they got to be working with 4 to 5 inches. I don't want you. I don't want you.
No, that's not even average.
I know it.
Yeah, so that's something else you can add to the list. If a man isn't working with too much, then you can refuse it. Or if he lies about it, you can refuse him sex, you know. We get adding a few more reasons on why women. I mean, you know, I mean, for real, because if a man's going to lie about it, then you take your lie somewhere else.
See, if a man lied to me about the size of his penis, at the time that I learned that he lied to me, they say I have a whole face anyway. It gives away everything. He'd be able to read my damn mind. Because the first thing that would come to my mind is, you are fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's something that can be proved in a snap of the fingers. So why lie about it? And I would sit there and just look at him and it'd be like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? If you're going to lie on something so damn simple and something that, like I said, can be proved in the snap of a finger, I'm supposed to actually trust you with me? You're not worthy of me.
Yep.
No.
So that's when you can refuse him.
No, you need to go.
Can refuse
him. You need to take your lying ass and go about your business. And I was good enough not to add the other part.
That's the truth. That is the truth. Well, we have a few more, about 7 minutes left in the program. Go down the line. Give me your closing remarks on tonight's topic, Miss Kane.
All I'm saying is, if you don't can't satisfy me, I don't want ya. And make sure y'all check my show out tomorrow night, Thursday night, 10 o'clock p.m., blogtalkradio.com/Miss Kane Promotion. And I don't accept little dicks no more. That's it. And I am Miss Kane, and I approve that message. Have mercy.
Is that the topic tomorrow night?
No.
Oh.
I know I was taking y'all fast.
Oh, okay.
Real fast. But tomorrow night, no, I'm going to have this dude on.
Oh, the one who's doing that street light. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty now. I'll be there. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Rhea, what's your last closing remark, darling?
Unless there's a legitimate reason, it is unfair to the relationship, if you're in a relationship, to withhold sex because it belongs with the relationship. And I don't believe in giving excuses for cheating, but I think you open up doors when you do certain things.
Okay. Danny?
I just enjoyed the show. That's all I was
saying.
I ain't going to say nothing else. I'm just going to say I enjoyed the show. And, you know, everybody, know your size. Everybody in the Magnum. Because I will put you on blast and embarrass you.
But me too.
The size.
Right. And my close remark is, guys, if we refuse you, trust and believe it's for a good reason. And if your woman refuses you because you won't buy her nothing or something crazy, then, you know, maybe that's not the woman for you. But if we're sick, tired, and if you're lying, then expect to be refused. And 703, I'm going to bring you in really quick because the end of the show, you came in. If you have a question or comment, 703, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I came in late on the show, so I really didn't get the whole take of the show. But I was just listening to the size of the ladies were saying about the Magnums. It is some guys out here that does fit the Magnum, so I'll be listening to, I think she said, tomorrow night or something, so hopefully I can check in then.
That's Miss Kane.
Oh, you got a Magnum? Is that what you're saying? You fit a Magnum? Is that what you're saying?
Sorry,
I'm
going to make a show.
No, I'm all good over here in 703, bro.
Okay.
We'll make a show specially for you, but no, tomorrow night is my show. It's about a guy who was living a street life and got shot up a couple times, so that's my show.
Right. Okay, and Tammy Joan Gibbs is in the chat room. Her show is every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Sometimes she has it earlier, but generally her show, That's Entertainment, airs every Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. Black Man 37, you got something to say really quick?
Really quick, I would say you've been with your woman long enough, you know why she's not giving you none. You know whether or not she's sick or she's too tired. So with that, there shouldn't be any problems. So, you know, she'll make it up to you. She really cares about you. She'll make it up to you.
Yeah. Yeah, so this was a very interesting show. I appreciate my co-host and my guest co-host, Miss Kane. I do appreciate you guys, and thank you, Black Man, for calling in. Everybody who was in the chat room, Lisa was in the chat room, Tammy Jones, and a few guests were in there, and Juana's in there. My end of the month show is going to be my musical show, and it's going to be Happy Hour. You can tune into that. I'm not going to have the chat room open on that Friday. And next month, wait a minute, this is the last Wednesday of this month.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Right, well, next month we're going to go on hiatus from the 16th of December until this. What day in January is it, Rhea? The first Wednesday
January,
in January.
January 3rd.
January the 3rd. That's from the 16th of December until January the 3rd. Delicious Talk will be off the air, getting shows together for next year. But we will be on until that particular date. Next Wednesday show, I'll post that because I'm not sure what we're going to be talking about. And the first Friday, which will be the 7th, we're going to have Open Topic. You guys, I'm on Facebook at facebook.com. Excuse me, Gail Delicious Johnson. I'm on Twitter, twitter.com, delicious58. I have a fan page on Facebook. Also, my publishing company is jjpublishing.com. Go on there and check everything out on there. My client's book will be out before the year is out. Hopefully, that's back to zero. You can check that out on my page as well. And I'm working on about 3 books right now, but you know, that's a whole different story. And everybody, have a wonderful night, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You're welcome. Yeah.